Well, we ran it in practice one time, and I was sitting there thinking, there's no way he's going to throw this ball to me. Tony's going to be behind me, probably wide open, and I'm thinking, there's no way I'm getting the ball. But everything panned out the way it should have, and he kind of floated it to me. I think he was nervous about throwing it my direction, but he kind of floated it to me, and I just caught it right in the stomach and was like, okay, finally. You know, I turned around, and I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, I can't believe that happened.
Who was the first to say what to you?
Who was the first to say what?
Yeah, to say to congratulations, or I could have done it better.
Well, Tony jumped on my back, and I heard him just saying, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And I turned around, and, you know, I had all these things in my head that I would do if I ever scored a touchdown. But the only thing that came to me was everybody running at me, and I was like, I can't believe I just did that.
It looked like you were trying to spike it, and everybody kept getting
away. I was thinking, I got to do something, you know, power spike or something. And everybody just kind of jumped on me and mauled me, but it was a good time.
Do you run over and give Joe a hug or something, an emotional rescue for him? Or?
He was actually running on the field for a field goal. So, and, you know, me and him are good buddies. We came in together. So he was one of the first to greet me after that. And he was happy for me. And I just looked at him and was like, I can't believe I actually caught it.
So you get one under your belt. Do you say, you know, throw me the ball now?
Well, I don't know. I don't know that I'll be demanding any balls anytime soon. But it definitely adds a different dimension when I come in at tight end.